I'm Chris Short, Senior DevOps Advocate at SJ Technologies.
Cool. So we're here at DevOps Days Toronto.
We are.
You're doing a talk. You did it today or you're doing it tomorrow?
I did it today.
Yeah.
My talk was, what was the title? What the Military Taught Me About DevOps.
Okay. Can you give us an overview?
Oops. Sure. So the premise is, you know, I was in the Air Force from 1999 to 2010, and you know, DevOps wasn't coined until 2008, 2009. But we were doing all these things that were very DevOps-centric functions and practices and processes. So for me to step out of the military and then jump into a DevOps role, it was really just a seamless transition. And, seamless in the technical sense. In the hands-on sense, it was maybe a little harder. But the things that I learned there, things like process management, conflict resolution, configuration management, Kanban. We didn't call it Kanban, but we had those processes in place. So it brings in that you know, remember, DevOps isn't just a new thing. It's actually just been done a few different ways, and now we've packaged it all up together rather nicely. But yeah, like my military experience really has shaped like how I embrace DevOps today.
So what leads you to make that a talk and actually share it with the crowd here?
So funny story, well, not a funny story, but an interesting story. When I lived in Raleigh, I worked at SolarWinds, and I had a very, very good boss, Josh Wyatt. He said, you know, Chris, you'd probably be a good speaker. You should come up with a talk idea and then pitch it to like a DevOps day. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I was struggling coming up with a topic, and I was like, you know, I have military history. Why don't I use that, right? Like, veterans, I think, in tech especially get a bad rap for, oh, aggressive, or, you know, we only know how to, like, you know, monkey see, monkey do type stuff. And, like, that's definitely not the case. We're a very adaptable group. We embrace change very well. And the idea behind the talk is to, A, remind people that DevOps is, you know, a thing that has existed for a while, just in different forms. And then, B, help people realize that breaking down the stigma of veterans, especially in tech.
Cool. So, are there any key takeaways? I mean, what should, if there?
So, like, there's a few. I think the biggest one is diversity and how that helps your team advance faster, more efficiently. So, a lot of the problems we're having right now is that, you know, I read this story yesterday, I think. It's Microsoft's developing AI to detect bias in their code, in their software development. So we're having people that are potentially biased trying to detect bias with AI. Like, it's counterintuitive. So the only way to actually fix this is to embrace more diverse teams. And I mentioned in the talk, you know, Truman desegregated the entire Department of Defense after World War II because he saw value in all these people working together. And he really didn't like the idea of, you know, here were these African-American World War II veterans coming home and being treated like crap, even though they literally killed Nazis, so like, you know, just like white people did. So embracing more diverse teams gives you better perspectives and thus better products.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.